Floral Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports, and joining me today is Michelle Herman-Soper, Senior Program Officer at the Center for Healthcare Strategies in New Jersey. Michelle has written about the elements that assist states to build integrated programs for Medicare, Medicaid enrollees, known as dual eligibles. These elements contribute to a high-performing system of long-term services and supports. The second key element in these systems is contract management.
Thank you, Laurel. Contract management involves development, compliance, monitoring, and oversight of managed care contracts. These are important capacity considerations for states who are implementing or managing programs for Medicare, Medicaid enrollees, or managed long-term services and supports programs. As more states develop MLTSS, or integrated programs for Medicare, Medicaid enrollees, robust contractor oversight is an extremely important element of successful programs. Before implementing a program, states could assess their experience in monitoring managed care programs for complex populations. This will likely require more intensive resources than monitoring programs for healthcare populations. States can do several activities to help with program planning, and this includes familiarizing themselves with other states' Medicaid managed care strategies to evaluate how they work with health plans, attending training opportunities offered through CMS and other external organizations, conducting an environmental scan to determine their current capacity and reasonable provider network expectations, and also identifying plans' capabilities for managing and building networks to provide several services, especially LTSS and behavioral health. Also, many plans that will be participating in these integrated programs are already Medicare Advantage special needs plans for Medicare, Medicaid enrollees, or known as DSNPs. Knowledge of the Medicare Advantage market characteristics, Medicare contracting, and network adequacy requirements, along with how Medicare and Medicaid policy interacts with their state Medicaid program, will help states assume new responsibilities for contract development, monitoring, and oversight. And states need to either buy or build this expertise. States can proactively prepare for developing contracts and standards for launching new programs for Medicare, Medicaid enrollees by defining expectations for plan duties and performance at the outset. States could or should consider devising a plan for monitoring performance and compliance before the program launches. Key areas requiring close monitoring and clear contract language in integrated care programs include health plan care coordination, provider network adequacy, particularly for LTSS and behavioral health, provision of social support services to help keep individuals in their home or in the community, members' protections, and provision of person-centered care, including functional assessments, care planning, and enrollee or member communication. States are slowly but increasingly using Medicaid managed care arrangements to deliver acute as well as long-term services and supports in behavioral health to high-need, high-cost populations. They can use this experience to think through oversight and monitoring strategies that are key to managing these programs.
Thank you for sharing this information, Michelle. If you'd like to hear more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.